Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Before we do get started, I do want to let you know the program is brought to you by the financial support of our listeners, and I particularly want to thank Tim, who gave a donation through support.greatdetectives.net, and I also want to thank Meg and Rosaline, who became supporters at our Patreon site, patreon.greatdetectives.net, at the Detective Sergeant level, which is a donation of $7.14 or more per month. And that puts us very close, within $20, of being at $200 a month in Patreon supporters. You can support the show one-time basis, support.greatdetectives.net and patreon.greatdetectives.net. And we will be discussing some changes to the Patreon rewards after tomorrow's program, so be sure and listen for that. All right, well, for this episode of Ellery Queen, we are headed down under. As I've mentioned on before on this program, many great detective programs and radio programs of all genres, including programs like The Shadow and Superman, were re-performed in Australia. In fact, for many years, Australia had a ban on directly importing foreign-produced entertainment into Australia for fear it would destroy the local entertainment industry. The actor tapped to play Ellery Queen was actually one of Australia's finest, Charles Budd Tingwell. Tingwell was in the early stage of his career at this point. Less than 2 years later, he would head to England and spend nearly two decades there doing a variety of work, including voice work on Gerry Anderson's series, The Thunderbirds, before returning to Australia in 1973. And his distinguished acting career earned him the Order of Australia. He was appointed a member to that, and he was also inducted into the Australian Film Walk of Fame. So he was a very noted Australian actor, though not quite at this point in his career. The original air date on this episode of The Adventures of Ellery Queen is November 19th, 1954. And the title of this program is Nicky Porter Suspect.
The Adventures of Ellery Queen. Tonight we bring you another thrilling adventure of Ellery Queen, the celebrated fighter of crime. Representing you home, armchair detectives, is world-famous personality Gypsy Rose Lee. You'll hear from her later. But now, here's your host, Ellery Queen.
Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. In tonight's case, my secretary, Nicky Porter, finds herself hunted by the police. She is wanted for murder. I call it The Adventure of Nicky Porter, Suspect.
Excuse me. Would you mind letting me through?
Now, here you.
Oh, hello, Ellery.
Yeah. What's going on here to warrant the attention of Inspector Queen of the New York Police?
Oh, just a thing. Aren't you up pretty early, sir?
Early? I overslept. I was supposed to meet this train.
Somebody you know coming in?
Nicky Porter. She's been visiting her family, and now I've missed her. All the passengers are out.
Not all, Ellery. Here. Down here.
To the train? Huh. What happened here, anyway?
Oh, guy just down here with half his head blown off. He's in a compartment.
Six slugs in his head. Who was he, Dad?
Ernie Buffle, Midwest bank robber.
Gun taken away, I suppose?
Mm-hmm. But we found these three $1,000 bills, Ellery, on the floor of this compartment.
Let me see those bills, Dad.
Good.
Yeah, I thought so. Look at these serial numbers.
These $1,000 bills are part of the money.
Yeah, stolen from the Second Commercial Bank of Chicago night before last.
Correct. So it was Buffalo pulled that bank, Tom, huh? On the line with his loot. How much did he get away with that?
$258,000.
Uh-huh. That leaves only $255,000 we've still got to recover.
Yep, looks like it.
Is this Buffalo's compartment, C in car 103?
No, this compartment was occupied by a lady. The porter noticed her get off before he and the conductor found Buffalo's body. Buffalo had a lower in the next car.
A woman, huh? Young?
About 5'3" and in her 20s and pretty. Red hair, wore a muskrat coat, carried a dark blue suitcase, and the compartment is full of her fingerprints. No. Don't touch that compact, Ellery.
Oh, the compact belonged to the girl, Dad?
Yes, sir. Well, it's easy enough to figure. With this compact of hers, her prints, the description we've got, it's only a matter of time, Ellery.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Well, you don't need me in on this, Dad.
Going to Nikki's place to take your medicine for missing her, huh?
Nikki. Nikki, wake up. Nikki. Nikki, it's Ellery.
Ellery?
Nikki, listen to me. Nikki, will you listen to me?
I was in Kansas City.
Nikki, you left Kansas City. You wired me yesterday from Chicago that you'd arrive in New York at 8:30 this morning.
The train?
Were you in a compartment, Nikki? Tell me.
Compartment?
Car 103, compartment C?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
I'm so sick. I ache. Oh, Ellery, what happened?
Don't you know, Nikki?
I can't seem to remember anything.
Well, don't you remember leaving the train?
No. Oh, look at me. All dirty.
You were in a struggle of some sort, Nikki.
Struggle?
You suffered a violent physical as well as nervous shock. It brought on a temporary amnesia, Nikki.
Struggle? That man?
Then you're beginning to remember. Now, when did you first see this man, Buffalo?
Buffalo?
Yeah, the man with the broken nose, Nikki. He's a criminal wanted for bank robbery.
Bank robber? So that's why he...
Nikki, he's lying on the floor of that compartment dead, shot to death. You left your compact there. Your fingerprints are all over the place. Nikki, you're in a jam, so talk, will you?
I killed him!
Oh, Nikki, how did you kill him? Look, Nikki, any minute now, Dad will realize that the compact, the prints, the description all add up to you. He may be on his way here now. Will you tell me what happened before he gets here?
All right, Ellery. The train had stopped at 125th Street. Then it started again. I'd already packed my suitcase and I was about to close it when my door opened and... Is that the porter? I'll have my bag ready in a moment. What do you want?
Don't call for help and don't yell.
Who's yelling?
And don't shut that suitcase.
Would you mind waving that gun elsewhere?
Do what I say and you won't get hurt. See this package?
Package?
Put it in your suitcase.
You're giving me something?
Put it in your suitcase.
Well, now what do I do? Write you a thank you note?
Close it up.
Close the back. Uh-huh.
Now get this. In 5 minutes, we'll be in New York. You'll carry your suitcase off the train yourself. Don't give it to a red cap, understand? Walk up to the check room at the west end of the station and check the bag. I'll be right behind you.
Suppose somebody I know is meeting the train.
Ditch it. When you get the baggage check, go to the nearest cigar stand and buy a packet of cigarettes. Leave the check on the counter, careless, like you dropped it. Then go on about your business.
And you'll pick it up.
That's the idea, baby.
Oh. Well, there's not very much I can do, is there?
Smart gal.
Why, we're in the tunnel. I'm actually shaking. do you have a cigarette?
Yeah, sure.
It's very kind of you to look through your pockets for one, because it gives me a chance to grab your gun.
Why, you... You big puss. You... Okay. Make a sucker out of me, will you? Get up off that floor. We're almost in. Get up or I'll...
Yes. Go on, Nicky.
All I know is I was reaching for the gun as he was bending over me. That's the last clear recollection I have, Ellery. That and the shots.
All in his head. All at close range.
I see I brought the suitcase home. Is the package in it, Ellery?
No, it isn't, Nicky.
It isn't?
But there's no question what it contained. The $258,000 Buffalo stole from the Chicago bank night before last.
I wonder what I did with it.
$3,000 of it was found on the floor of the compartment. And, Nicky...
What now?
I just found this in the pocket of your fur coat.
A gun?
All six shots fired. I'm afraid, Nicky, this was the gun that killed Buffalo. His own gun.
Oh, Ellery.
Can't you remember anything? What you might have done with the rest of the money?
If I only could. Before the inspector and... Oh, Ellery.
The door.
The police. The police after me.
Now, look. You're to tell Dad the truth. Meanwhile, I'll be backtracking, trying to find the money. Don't give up, understand? Just hang on.
All right, Ellery.
That's the stuff. I'm coming. Coming, Dad. I'll come right in.
Drop the rod.
Ellery?
You heard him, Bud. Drop the rod.
Sure. It's not loaded anyway.
I got it, Reader.
Yeah, it's Ernie's gun, all right. That was a good hunch, Frank. Following this guy from the station.
You, shut the door.
Ellery, I don't understand. Who are they?
You followed me here from Grand Central?
Yeah. We're three friends of Ernie Buffalo's.
We came in on the same train from Chicago.
We hung around the station when Ernie didn't get off the train. You, the baby doll, come here.
Me? What do you want?
I spotted you on the train. You were in that compartment. How'd you get Ernie in there? Huh?
I didn't. You knocked off my Ernie. You...
Mickey.
Let him, bud.
Tie him up.
Yeah. Stand still, will you?
Baby doll, before I go to work on you, tell me, what did you do with the dough?
I don't know. I don't know.
You're lying.
Can't you see she's telling the truth?
Steady, pal. Ain't quite finished tying you.
Girlfriend, I'm going to give you one more chance. Just tell us where you hid that dough from the bank. Okay.
Stop it. Can't you see she's fainted?
Nuts. Frank, you sure it ain't here?
It ain't in the room. It ain't on either of them.
Done. Wake up.
Wait a minute. Look, I'm Ellery Queen.
The detective?
And this is my secretary, Nicky Porter. I give you my word, Nicky doesn't know where that money is. Amnesia. She can't remember a thing since she left that compartment.
What do we do, Reed?
Let's knock off these two and blow. We'll find a door ourselves.
Where, Frank? But you just gave me an idea, Mr. Queen. You got quite a rip. You're pretty good at finding out stuff. Okay. You find that dough for us.
Wait a minute, you nuts.
Shut up, Frank. How's it figure, Rita?
Why, Jupe, he'll find the dough for us because we're going to be keeping this doll of his company in a nice, safe place. Get it, Mr. Queen?
I get it.
If you don't, Nicky gets what you gave Ernie Buffalo, but slower.
I'm thoroughly convinced, Rita.
And you don't get all the time in the world. 12 hours, Queen. That's all.
I understand, Frank. How do I get in touch with you?
You'll get a phone call at midnight tonight.
Cops! Rita, let's scram.
Grab the doll, Jupe. Carry her to the car.
Come on, baby. Off the bed.
Frank, you cover us.
Joe, step on it. Oh, she ain't no pretty girl.
Out the back way, Joe. Come on, Frank.
I'm coming.
But before I go, Mr. Queen, I'm going to give you something to remember us by, so you'll know we're not kidding.
I wish my hands were free.
Wait. So here's the midnight. Sucker!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, you have the first part of our mystery. You'll hear more shortly.
Dad? Have they phoned yet? It's midnight.
No, sir. No call yet.
But I wouldn't get back in time.
How's your head, sir?
Oh, never mind my head. Now, listen, I found the cab driver who drove Nicky from the station.
Just a minute, son.
Dad, what's the matter?
Just 30 seconds ago, look what I found in the suit you were wearing this morning.
Huh? Oh, that?
It's a $1,000 bill. One of the missing bills from Buffalo's Hall. Where did you get it, Ellery?
Oh, don't act the inspector with me, Dad. I found it in the pocket of Nicky's fur coat, along with Buffalo's gun. I didn't even tell Nicky about it.
I thought you said Buffalo's pals searched you.
They did, but I palmed the bill. And after they got through frisking me, I simply put the bill in my pocket. Now, listen. It all adds up
to... I know what it adds up to, Ellery. Once we get Nicky back, I'll do what I can for her, but... Sure.
Where's that call?
Now, what were you going to tell me?
Oh, never mind. What's this, Dad?
The autopsy report on Buffalo.
Very interesting.
What's interesting about... The call.
I'll get it. Ellery Queen speaking.
Well?
How's Nicky?
Stop stalling. She's okay. So far. Did you find out where the dough is?
Yes?
Where is it?
I'll tell you when I see you, Frank. You and Jupe and Rita.
Oh. Will you have a dog with you?
No, but I'll tell you where you can find it. Where do I meet you?
Nothing doing. I don't like it.
Suit yourself, Frank. Goodbye.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't you care about the day?
You won't let me see her. Obviously, it's too late.
Okay.
Tell me where to drive.
Pick me up at... First Avenue 96.
Here he is, Duke.
Inside. Everything okay, Frank?
Sure, Duke. No cops hiding in his car. Nobody tailed us. I'll guarantee it.
Where's Nicky?
Not so fast.
Rita, I didn't see you there. Where's Nicky Porter?
Where's the dough?
No, Nicky. No talk.
In here.
Nicky.
Ellery. Hi.
Hi yourself. You all right?
They've handled me like a piece of china all day. Oh, Ellery, I'm so glad.
Hold it. So here she is, Queen, still in one chunk. Now, where did she hide the dough?
She didn't. What?
Ellery, what are you talking about?
I was able to trace your movements, Nicky. You carried your suitcase right from the train to a station cab. You spoke to no one. No one came near you. You gave the cab driver your home address. He drove you right there. You got out, and your landlady saw you come in and go to your room. You didn't drop anything. You didn't leave anything in the cab. The bulk of that stolen money wasn't found in your room because you never brought it there. You never took it from the train, Nicky.
Then someone else did?
Someone else did.
Malarkey.
Next thing we know, you'll be telling us she didn't bump off Ernie Buffalo.
She didn't.
She didn't? I didn't, Ellery?
No, Nicky. I just saw the autopsy report.
I didn't kill him?
At the time of the shots, you were on the floor, and Buffalo was coming at you, leaning over you. The autopsy report shows that all six bullets struck Buffalo's head at the top and at the back. Only someone higher than Buffalo could have fired those shots.
Someone else that sneaked into the compartment?
Yes, Rita. Now, it's perfectly clear, isn't it? You were all in on that Chicago robbery with Buffalo. You all came in on the same train, Buffalo carrying the money. At the last moment, Buffalo decided to double-cross the rest of you.
He got into Nicky's compartment and tried to get her to carry the money off the train for him so he could recover her suitcase later and have the whole haul for himself.
Ernie, double-crossed us.
Yes, Rita. What's more, one of you was afraid of just that and followed Buffle and stood outside Nicky's compartment and heard the whole thing. That one entered the compartment, shot Buffle with his own gun, framed Nicky for the murder, and walked off the train carrying the money, saying nothing to the other two of you. Not only was Buffle a double-crosser, one of you three is a double-crosser, too.
Where's that 254 grand, Rita?
I didn't take it, Duke. Oh, I wouldn't have killed Ernie. Not Ernie.
Frank, don't put the finger on me, Jupe. You got nothing on me. Maybe you did it yourself.
Yeah, it's one of you two. I didn't sweat on that bank job to get cheated out of mine.
Neither did I.
Hold it. I'll put the finger on the one who killed Buffle today and hid that money if the other two of you promise to let Nicky Porter and me walk out of here unharmed when I've done so.
Sure.
Okay, I promise.
No, that's too easy. Suppose you all put your guns on the table first as a guarantee of good faith. Then I've got as good a chance as any of you to grab just in case you, forget your promise.
Here's mine. Duke?
Okay. Come on, Frank.
I got a clear conscience.
One of us is a cockeyed liar. Okay, Queen, talk. Who killed Ernie?
And there, ladies and gentlemen, you have the mystery. Nicky, would you introduce our guest armchair detective?
No, sir. Nicky's still a little shaky, so I'm going to help out while Nicky rests.
Oh, Dad, is that the real reason you want to be in on this interview?
Why, of course, Ellery. Well, anyway, it's a very great pleasure to introduce our guest for tonight, that world-famous personality currently appearing at the Palladium Theater in Sydney, Miss Gypsy Rose Lee.
Well, welcome to the show, Miss Lee.
Well, thank you, Ellery. And thank you, Inspector.
Yeah.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, Ellery, you're much more fortunate than I am. You have your wonderful father to help you solve your solutions.
Yes,
Miss Lee, I am. I'm very fortunate. However, before we proceed with your solution to the mystery, we'd all like to meet you personally.
Yes, indeed.
Well, you've certainly been a smash hit at the Sydney Palladium. Are you visiting any other Australian cities, Miss Lee?
Oh, I wish I were, but I'm going to have to get on back home, I'm afraid. Although we'd like to play Adelaide and Melbourne, and particularly Perth.
Uh-huh.
I'd love to see Perth. People have told me it's so beautiful.
Well, then, we'd...
Miss Lee, how do you like the audiences here?
Oh, I think they're just simply wonderful. I think you're pretty cute, too. You know that?
Well,
that's really...
Miss Lee, of course, you're a well-known mystery writer yourself, too, aren't you? I mean, I've read your mysteries. Mother Finds the Body and the Striptease Murder. Oh, they're wonderful.
Well, thank you, honey. Actually, you know, at home, the Striptease Murders wasn't called that at all. It was called the G-String Murders. But they figured that in Australia, they wouldn't know what a G-string is, so they'd probably think it was something to do with a violin. So they changed it to Striptease Murders.
I see. Well, you're quite a...
Yes, I think that's marvelous, Miss Lee. And do you have any particular hobbies outside the theater and writing?
Well, yes, I have. What is your favorite hobby?
Well,
I could sort of match it, maybe, and we could compare hobbies.
Indoors or outdoors?
Well, wherever you like. I like to collect stamps.
Yes, yes, yes. Philately is one of my hobbies. In fact, I'm thinking of taking it up full-time, aren't I, Ellery? Wasn't I talking to you just the other day?
I guess
said...
so, Dad. Yeah, sure. thank you very much, Miss Lee, but I think it's about time we got to our problem.
I'll do it, Ellery.
All right.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Now, Miss Lee, who killed Buffle and hid the money?
Oh, dear. I'm not really sure, you know. But I have a very sneaking hunch that Rita might have done it. Just on general principles, that is. I don't have any evidence against her, not even circumstantial evidence. But I don't like her personally.
I see.
And, of course, I do think that whoever got rid of Buffle was doing an awfully good deed anyway.
Yeah. Yes. Well, thank you, Miss Lee. And in just a moment, we'll learn if your solution is the correct one.
I'm on your side, Miss Lee. If there's anything I can do, you can be sure that I...
Rita, how much money was in that haul?
$258,000.
$258,000. But Buffle's killer left some of that money to frame Nicky Porter. So he didn't get away with the whole amount. Duke, how much did the killer actually get away with?
I just said a minute ago. $254,000.
$254,000. Frank, is that right?
Huh? No. It ought to be $255,000. The papers today said three $1,000 bills were left on the floor of a train.
The papers were wrong, Frank, because the papers didn't know that the killer left an additional $1,000 bill in Nicky Porter's coat pocket where I found it. So that does make four, and four from 258 is 254, as Jupe correctly stated.
Hey, Frank?
He sees Jupe, but apparently you don't. Because only three people in the universe know that the exact amount in the killer's possession is $254,000, Jupe. I'm one of them. My father, Inspector Queen, is number two. And he didn't know till 30 seconds before Frink's phone call to me tonight. And Buffle's killer is the third. And how did you know, Duke?
Well, this dame of yours, Nicky, she spelled it today.
Impossible, Duke. Nicky herself didn't know. I never told her. No, Duke, there's only one way you could have known. And that's if you planted that bill in Nicky's pocket.
Don't move.
Dirty double-crosser had another gun.
Get to the other side of the room, all of you. I'm going to take these rods, I'm going to get that door, and I'm going to scram out of here. First one that comes after me gets...
Don't move, Jupe. Go on, get him, man.
Oh, come right in, Dad.
Well, you hear what he said, Ellery? He's going to get the door and scram out of here. That means he's hidden it in this house. Men, search the house.
Okay, come on, Jupe.
Take these two cuties in, too.
Come on.
Nicky. Nicky, I... can't tell you how I feel thinking all day today that you... Oh, Nicky, will you forgive me?
Why, Ellery, it's the inspector. When did he get here?
Huh? Good grief, Dad, it's another attack of amnesia.
Oh, nonsense, son. She's just out on her feet. Come on, honey. We'll take you home. Grab her under the other arm, Ellery.
Easy does it. And there, ladies and gentlemen, you have the solution to our mystery. Thanks again, Gypsy Rose Lee, and thanks to the directors of the Palladium Theatre, Sydney, who made it possible for you to come along and be our guest armchair detective this evening. Nicky?
Never mind, Nicky, you rest here. Yes, Miss Lee, I'd also like you to accept this subscription to the Ellery Queen Mystery Magazine, which I'll send to wherever you may be.
Oh, thank you, Inspector. Well, good night, Ellery. Good night, listeners. Come on, sweetie. Let's us go play with our stamps, shall we?
Well, thank you, Gypsy Rose Lee. And now, all you home armchair detectives...
Oh, Miss Lee.
Dad. Okay. Good night, everyone, until next week.
The Adventures of Ellery Queen is a Grace Gibson radio production directed by John Saul.
Welcome back. Well, the episode title was a bit of a misnomer, though it was taken from the American series. But Nicky's biggest concern in this episode wasn't so much being a suspect as it was being a hostage. And the final clue was a bit disappointing, and you can hardly blame Gypsy Rose Lee for getting it wrong, because the key clue was a verbal slip that Ellery obtained after the challenge to the listeners. So as they might have said in Australia, and certainly other parts of the English-speaking world, that was hardly cricket. The acting was good, though I have to say, I think Tingwell may have had the deepest voice of any Ellery Queen actor we've heard. At any rate, I hope you've enjoyed this diversion into Australia. And we will return next Tuesday. And of course, next Monday, it's Michael Shane. In the meantime, send your comments to Box 13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.